This is Pontech News for Thursday, November 9th. I'm Matt Kelly. This past week brought together entrepreneurs, startup companies, and venture capitalists at the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Conference in San Jose. One company in attendance was Revver, the video sharing platform that tracks and monetizes videos as they spread virally across the web, and then shares the revenue with the video's creator. I spoke with Revver CEO Stephen Starr at the conference about the company and the ideas behind it.
Revver is one of the first internet sites that actually pays users for sharing viral videos on the internet. Tell us how it works.
Let me clarify something. It is the first. We were first to market with that, and actually we started the conversation over a year ago that now has a whole lot of people chasing us. So the way it works is that we allow you to come to our site, upload your video. We attach a very small piece of dynamic ad insertion software to your video, and we give it back to you. And in the giving it back to you, you then take the video, put it on your website, distribute it out to your friends, your social network page, what have you. And if things go well, there'll be some viral activity, and that video can move across IM or email or social network page or browser or any connected device. And as long as it's connected to the internet, we are tracking it and we're able to monetize it. And we're able to, as it's being watched, it says, I'm being watched. And then we send it an ad. And that ad, we are selling out in the open marketplace to the advertisers. And the advertisers are buying that inventory. And whatever revenue is generated, we're sharing with you 50-50.
In the age of YouTube, 100 million views per month, the dollar figures can actually add up and be quite astronomical.
Astronomical. And one hopes that they get their act together one day soon.
I would imagine that advertisers are finally realizing the opportunity that Revver represents, given that everyone's trying to monetize these viral videos.
Yes, they do. And what's even more interesting for the advertiser is that we are a completely trusted environment. We do not allow any copyright infringement on our website. We verify and validate every piece of video that's uploaded to make sure that the person who's giving it to us owns it. So our library is basically clean. And for advertisers who are concerned about the liabilities associated with infringing content and being in direct relation to that content and what have you, Revver creates a very safe and trusted environment to do that type of advertising activity.
And in essence, this is a viral advertising network that you have created, or a VAN.
Yeah, it's a VAN. I mean, if there is such an acronym, which maybe we're inventing it.
You're
in this sense.
It is that.
But, you know, to be clear, our business was built with the creator in mind. So what we did was we thought about, in the earliest stages, what's important to a creator. And then we built technology on top of those ideas. So for us, what was important to a creator was the ability to distribute your content freely across the internet, allow it to move without the dire consequences of sort of lockbox DRM associated with it. So on top of that premise, the idea that it could be monetized everywhere it goes. And so the success of our company is rooted in the idea that we've developed technology that allows content to move freely across all these distribution metaphors, and in the instances that it's being watched and people are consuming the media, that we're able to deliver a piece of advertising on top of it. So the long-winded answer to your question is, it's great for advertisers, but for us it's even more important that it's great for the creator.
You launched in 2005, and since then you've actually upgraded.
We have. We launched a beta in 2005, in very, very late 2005. We released a beta, which was pretty much a proof of concept. We had the lovely experience of trying to get it out there quick and fast. You know, you release often and early, right? And then having to build against all of the promise of the idea from that point forward. And about 2 months ago, now a month and a half ago, I guess, we released our 1.0. Next week, we're going to be releasing a whole new rev of the website with lots of sort of more social tools associated with it. But we've also done something which I think is worth mentioning. We've released an open API, which is available on developer.revver.com. And that API allows anybody, anywhere, to take all of Revver's technology, its platform, all of the, you know, things that make us unique with them. You can build your own website anywhere online. on top of the Rever platform, and you get to take advantage of all of our technology.
Talk to me about the video hosting and particularly the tracking that Rever allows.
Well, we host all the videos, right? In fact, it's a prerequisite of our serving an ad with it. We need to know where the file is, and if we're hosting it, then we do. So that's sort of one of the services we offer creators, which is that we cover all hosting costs. The tracking takes place because the video is calling back to us. It's saying, hey, I'm being watched. And then we know, all we really know is that there's an IP address that's watching it. That's all we know. We don't go any deeper than that. But in that instance, we're able to show you, the creator, just where geographically your content's being watched and just how your content's being, what context is this a social network page? Is this a peer-to-peer network? You know, where is your content at the time of consumption? And as we develop our analytics further, you'll see that we're able to give you a pretty great view of the media distribution online. And that's great stuff for a creator to know where it's being seen and why. And you know, that's really interesting. For you're trying to figure out where your audience is, this is a great way to start that conversation.
Can you expound a little bit more on the Rever dashboard?
Sure. The Rever dashboard kind of gives you a look at where your video is in the staging area. Has it been approved? How much revenue has been generated? What is the income available to you now? What is the amount of money in your account? It gives you certain options on what you do with that money, how you either pull it out of PayPal, or you can, if you want, even buy ads on the network yourself and promote your own content. There's lots of bells and whistles that we'll be adding to the dashboard over the next 6-8 months. So we're really excited about the various additional attributes that you'll be seeing soon.
Can you kind of just give me a ballpark figure in terms of what somebody could potentially make from this?
Well, let me give you sort of a greatest hits version. Remember, we just came out of beta, so we're in the early stages of this company. So we're not telling people they're going to make a million or $1 billion on Rever this week. But our best example, and the one we always talk about, is EP Bird, you know, the Diet Coke and Mentos guys. So they, sometime early summer, came to Rever, and they had made this little video about two guys in a lab coat, you know, causing trouble and replicating the Bellagio fountain, you know, and it was very funny. And they built this over the course of several weeks, and it cost them a few hundred dollars and a bunch of sweat equity to create this video. And they went online and looked around at all the file sharing sites, and they were like, okay, so who's out there? And you know, where do we put this? And they looked at YouTube, and they looked at Google, and they looked at a whole lot of places, and they decided they want to go with Rever. So what they did was they took their video, published it into Rever, and then, as I said earlier, we gave it back to them. They then put it on their epbird.com website, and that website became a place where people would go to see their video. It got Slashdotted, then it got digged, and you know, all of a sudden it was kind of in the viral kind of moment, and it happened very fast. Over the course of about 5 weeks, they had the experience of being seen more than 5 million times. Pretty amazing stuff, right? Kind of exciting. And for us, at that moment in our company's history, it was like, bam, that proves our network. Because about 88% of the people who saw that video saw it on their website. And 10% of the people who saw that video saw it on our syndication network, which now has about 30,000 people on it. And 2% of the views happen on Rever.com. So what that speaks to is that 98% of our traffic is not happening on our website, which excites us to no end. This is like the whole story with Rever. We're out there in the wild. We want content to move freely, and we want to track and monetize it. This proved our model. So the math was pretty straightforward. We took in approximately $70,000 in revenue, and they got half of it. So it kind of proved that you can be a couple of guys in Maine with a little theater company and a couple of cases of Coke and box of Mentos. And you know, now those guys, not only are they've gotten their website to the point where their little troop of actors are now delivering new video, but they just made a deal with Coke to do a big video, you know, and they're becoming a brand, and good for them, you know. We are an open platform. We don't require people, you know, sign up on exclusive relationship with Rever. We don't play that game. We think that game is kind of old Hollywood, you know, 1.0 behavior. We want people to take their content, put it on Rever, take it off Rever, put it on Rever, take it off. We want to make the creator very comfortable in a non-exclusive environment. And of course, the other important piece of this is that we use Creative Commons, and we're very vigilant about our desire to get other people to use Creative Commons, because we think that those licenses are a giant step forward in the realm of copyright and in the realm of what creators need to get their content shared among people, and it allows people the right to redistribute content. And we love the idea of taking some of the issues that face creators with regard to copyright online, and giving them sort of forward-thinking approaches to that particular subject, because the creators end up feeling protected as they allow their content to move freely in the wild, and that's really important.
Do you have numbers in terms of how many views you're getting right now of the video that's on your site or that uses Rever, and how many creators are using Rever right now?
We're about to have 100,000 videos on the site, which are all kind of clean, truly made by the person who sent them. And pound for pound, or the quality of our content, we believe is really much higher than anybody else in ratio. We're getting Lonely Girl and Zay Frank and Ask a Ninja and EP Bird and Cute with Chris and Duke Tune. I can go on and on. We apparently have captured the attention of all the top shelf creators online. And they're coming to Rever because we're offering a way for them not only to dump their media into some vast kind of impersonal space, which is happening elsewhere, I might add, but to allow them to control their own brand and to Reverize their content and pull it back onto their own website, and to give their user base, their audience, an opportunity to have a bigger experience than just watching one video.
So you're here at the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Ventures Conference. Are you hoping to be heard by VC people, or just to basically present yourself to people in the marketplace and the general public?
Yeah, this is more of an exercise in telling people the Rever story than anything else. We have sensational investors: Bessemer Ventures, Draper Fisher, Draper Richards, Comcast, Turner, Will Hurst. We have all the sort of financial backing we need to move this company in the right direction. So our goal is not to go chase money. Fortunately, we don't have to do that anymore. Now we just have to sort of continue the work we're doing to take the product we've rolled out and the story we've rolled out and the kind of ideas that we put out into the universe and make them real. And we're doing it every day.
And your final thoughts on Rever and the viral video sharing space?
So we think creators deserve to get paid. We think that is of the essence. We believe that to the core. And it's our goal to keep that conversation very active. And it's our belief that because we've been so outspoken about it, that a whole lot of other people are coming our way. So my thoughts about the environment that we're in right now is that it's going to get real interesting. And the creator opportunity is going to get real interesting. And I'm incredibly excited by that and really proud of what our little company has done so far.
Stephen Starr of Rever, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly.